In part 3 of this series, we first spoke to Mr. Ravi from Sakura Sushi via a phone interview. And next, we spoke to Mr. Sudhakar from La Terrace Cafe, who was nice enough to come down to our studio and give us an interview in person. Hello, we're here with Ravi from Sakura Sushi. And sir, the first question is, what made you choose to become a restaurateur?
Because I was missing sushi here in this place, and every time I did it at home, I had many guests here, and they appreciated a lot. So I decided to give it for bigger public, so more people can enjoy the sushi.
Okay, and when was the restaurant first set up?
The first setup we opened in December 2017.
Okay, and what brought you to Auroville?
To Auroville, actually, my wife was living here for a couple of years, and we visited this place many times.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, we decided to live here in this wonderful place.
Okay. And so far, has business been going as you expected it to?
Actually, I didn't expect anything. I don't do this for profit. You know, actually, I don't do any profit right now.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, I just wanted to have some work for Audovillians and to bring some good food to them also.
Yeah. So how many customers do you get on a daily basis on average? And how many of those tend to be Audovillians and how many tend to be tourists?
It's very different, but let's say it's half-half. So half Audovillian, half tourists. On some days I have more Audovillians, and on other days I have more tourists.
Okay. And the produce that you get in your restaurant, is it locally sourced or do you bring it in from outside?
I mean, the most vegetables are locally sourced, but the rice I get from North India, for example, and things which are not produced in India, I have to import, like the roasted seaweed.
Okay. And how has the changing climate affected the quality and the price of the produce that you get?
The changing climate, I don't have any changes in my prices right now. It's very stable.
Okay.
It's just seasonal differences between the vegetables, which are obviously more expensive in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And what is the general feedback that you receive from customers about the restaurant?
Yeah, most of them appreciate it a lot. To
mm-hmm.
have good food and some different food from the other eateries. And most of them like it.
Okay, that's great. And the last question is, what are some of the dishes you would recommend for our listeners from your menu?
So we have the classical maki sushi, which I recommend for the beginners. It's a good start, but many people appreciate our own invention, sushi in a bowl, where you get the sushi rice
mm-hmm.
and a big variety of the vegetables.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ravi.
Welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, good morning. We're here with Mr. Sudhakar from La Terrace. And sir, what made you choose to get into the restaurant business?
I was working in radio 2007. Then I'm working with Andrea and Miriam. And Perumal is Aurelian, also is my brother, good friend. So he's heard about like the Lateras, someone need to work, so emergency. So he's sharing to me. Then I am work with radio that time. I'm also like, I'm jumping for in off day for Lateras. I don't know, I'm working in a restaurant life, the restaurant or cafe before. So now almost 11 years, I'm working with in the cafe line. So I'm so happy to work cafe, and also I'm remiss to Auroville Radio. So Auroville Radio is created for its other ID for my life.
And when was La Terra set up?
2007.
Okay.
In 2007, I think September 10th they started. I'm same month, same year also, like 2000, I mean September 22, I was in radio, La Terra's.
And how did you come to Auroville?
Because I'm very neighbor village to Auroville. It's Kotikarai, my village called. Like my brother is Aurovillian also. One thing I'm inspired, like my brother and also Auroville. It's like in the unity. So that is I'm very inspired, the unity life. Because like I'm studies totally different. I'm studying local studies, no, the Tamil Nadu school. But I am sometime on the holidays, I come to Auroville side. So totally different lifestyle. Oh, this is very nice. Lots of mixed to people. The collective project, everything surprised to people to see the neighbor villages. So I'm also like one of those side.
And is business in La Terra's going as you expected?
It's actually business is going well. Also, we make a service kind of things, not like the business motivation. So because the down no solar kitchen, so like already the community hall, same things like in upstairs, we make a same category of like so La Terra's feel to like the service and like business also like because the La Terra's like commercial with service both.
Okay, and how many people come and visit on a daily basis, out of which are all of them Aurovillian?
So, La Terra's basically like Aurovillian only, with Auroville guest people. It's not like the private. Normally, we the La Terra's they make rules like they stay in a community and member of community like Aurovillian or newcomer or like guest of Auroville, they make Auro card.
Yeah.
This is only like we set up. This is a community life style, like community.
So
like,
no cash payment.
No cash payment. Cash payment, we in 11 years never started the process. Always the people are helping to each other people, like in the customers.
Hmm.
Not like in our counter.
Okay.
Some people are, they have a Auro card. They are not money, but they ask me, so we come very emergently eat something, so what do you do? Like then some people are asking to other people to, they have your card, the money, no?
Yeah.
They help to each others.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is one of the options. Sometimes they create automatic. Sometimes we ask also little bit for very nice people, not like normally our duties. We asking for, you can help to them.
Yeah.
Because like sometime, you know, this is Auroville. Auroville is like helping mind also, no?
Yeah. And the produce that you use, does it come locally from Auroville or do you get it from outside?
Probably Auroville farm, they distribute in Foodlink, no? They buy from there some, and a little bit also the outside from, because the cauliflower example, like lots of things not grow in Auroville farm, no? Sometimes they get some outside also, but more than thing like Auroville, the farm, they distribute in Foodlink. They buy from there, and then nearby is Nipotis, no? The both place. The milk organic, we use the organic milk from Auroville farm, and the vegetable also. Yes, more than we important give for Auroville product, Auroville things.
And since you've been here for 11 years, you've seen the climate change happen, right?
Yeah.
So has that climate change affected the produce that you get?
No, actually, like we sometime in case some like the governments make a different rates.
Yeah.
Maybe like we make a, sometimes not like always same base for the prices, everything like in, not like we make the climate or something. Always like we try to the same.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's service, no? Like, yeah. But example, sometimes like 1 kg onion, like suddenly they make it bigger. That time we are say to people, so garlic at some time, it's not really very high price go. At them only like 10 or like this. But we mentioned to people, they know, understand also like lots of vegetables increase suddenly. But normally not do, sometime they are rarely.
Okay. And if there are some things on your menu that you would recommend for the listeners to go try, what would it be?
Normally like now lately I created something later as the menu. Also like I'm recommend normally the people to this food are like example now lately the disco salad. The disco salad is a very nice salad there and a Greek salad. So the people really, I say to recommend to people, they really love to buy because I'm say to like very happy mood to them. So, and also whatever I made is myself. I'm like more than 20 food, like I created drinks and the food. I'm show to my executives, my, you know. So whatever I do, I show to them. They make agree, okay, super, you do Sudhakar. Then after I make the board, then people I'm whatever today's special I made, then I people to share. I'm like explain to them, oh, okay, so disco salad, so what is the disco salad? Then I'm also written all items. Okay, I try. Then come on the table. Then other people are waiting, oh, what is the new salad? Then order again. So this is many thing happen, many yeah. times. So now, disco salad and the magic and the Greek salad is very, very, very nice moving letters in my time. And also evening the other team there, they say also like super, the disco salad very nice because it looks very nice. I show you, I have some picture.
Yeah, if you could share those pictures with us, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So also really thank you, I say to you. 10-11 years before, I won't take an interview some other people.
Yeah.
The first time to as a calling our radio team, Sudhakar, you have a time, give me one interview. So I'm a really big opportunity because this is my like first family house also, my first place
yeah.
in Auroville. I started to work Auroville radio the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have lots of communication to other job. The 11 year I was Tamarai. But the radio is one of the nice experience to people, so communicated. So I never, always I'm working Lataras, the radio, whatever the news and notes I read.
Yeah.
Sometimes radio news only I see like freshly.
Yeah.
So this is, I use like a Tamil program to 10 years back,
mm-hmm.
11 years. I'm so happy to thank you, especially you and the radio team.
Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you.
Yeah.
This program was produced by Akshit Himayan and Avdi Bhalgat, students from Symbiosis Center for Media and Communication, Pune. Thank you for listening.